Well, anybody who's part of the central part of Cambridgeshire will have no doubt at all. We have a huge problem with just a short travel distance from Huntingdon to Cambridge. The rush hours at either end of the day. The main difficulty, the A14, we're using it as a swear word. So is there some alternative? One alternative mooted by a group called Cast Iron is to reopen the old rail link, which I think you placed that at around £30-odd million to do that, Tim?
Yes.
The guided bus, which is that or nothing really, recommended now by the council, at, well, how many million? 65, 70, Shona?
No, the overall cost is 86 million. if you want the precise figures, 86.4 million.
Okay.
Which actually fits in very well with when the Chum study was produced in 2001. Chum said about 85 million for a guided bus, so that fits in very nicely with that.
Do you dispute Cast Iron's figures for a rail link?
I would like to know what Cast Iron's figures include.
They include everything that we told you they include, Mrs. Johnson, and it's in the document that I have in my hand, which you had a copy of.
Which I gather is just the construction costs.
Yes,
they include the preparation costs, the design work, for example, obtaining legal powers? Do they include parking provision? Would you like to confirm that?
Yes.
They include park and ride sites?
Yes. And exactly the same size and cost as you. Actually, they'll be slightly smaller than the ones that you propose, because, of course, we require fewer car parking space because we'll be carrying bikes on our trains.
Can I ask how you'll be acquiring the land?
Same way that you do.
So you'll be going for a Transport and Works Act application?
Well, of course. How else do you do it?
And how long will that take you?
As long as it takes. Except, of course, as it's an existing railway, the complications are far less.
Which
you'll be aware of.
You're saying that you can deliver this rather more quickly than we can deliver our scheme?
Yes.
What's the guided bus delivery time, roughly?
The guided bus delivery time is, as we've always set out very clearly, that we will apply for the Transport and Works Act application next Thursday. There will be a statutory consultation period, and we will be having a public inquiry in the late summer, early autumn, September time. Any major transport scheme would almost invariably have a public inquiry. I don't have a problem with that. Assuming a positive outcome, we expect to deliver the scheme, build in 2006, open in 2007, as we've always said we would.
Right, 2007. What about a rail link?
Well, once we've got the permissions, etc., our Phase A will take 18 months to construct and a further 12 months to get to Huntingdon.
So we're talking 2006?
Yeah.
Okay, so a year
sooner.
Can I
just come back on that, please?
Yep.
Because beyond Fendrayton, the line does not exist, so you need to have a much more detailed Transport and Works Act application and public inquiry, which will take very long, much longer, in order to deliver the line. Are you really saying you can deliver a straight line from Cambridge through to Huntingdon by 2007?
Well, you know perfectly well it's not a straight line. You've seen the plans. You've studied them in detail, apparently.
So you're saying, are you saying that you can deliver Cambridge to Huntingdon by 2007?
Yes.
With all the necessary permissions?
Yes.
With all the work already in place?
Yes.
Let's ask you about this statutory consultation period for the guided bus. Who are you consulting? The council taxpayers?
There is a statutory representation period, and we'll be holding a series of exhibitions in a number of venues. The documents will be available. Will all be available on the web. It is a very, very large document and includes lots of maps and lots of detail.
What if the voters look at it and say, don't like it, no?
Well, that will be tested at public inquiry. Very simply.
So it's not a simple matter of you with our consultant and there will be some form of voting on it. People will just come along, look at it, make comments. The trouble with that is you can filter comments any way you want. There's controversy at the moment, you see. We spoke to the Mayor of St Ives, who reckons that actually there's not the support that you seem to think there is. But we haven't got fact. It's not a vote. So each side, if you like, can manipulate what they perceive as opinion and give it as fact. And that's the problem.
Let's be absolutely clear. Once that application goes in, then the responsibility for sending in comments goes to the government. You send them into government. We then have to try to resolve those if we can before the public inquiry. But it will be an inspector at a public inquiry that determines the merits of each side. It won't be the county council.
How independent are the inspectors?
Well, they're appointed by government.
So they're not independent, really, are they? Because the government is giving you a grant for it in the first place.
Well, it's not within our remit, so it is not something the county council can influence, but it will be a government inspector, and I assume he will be independent and want to do a fair job.
Let's just very quickly take some calls. Ivan's just called. He says the guided bus will not relieve the A14. It's not something we can talk about. That's just his opinion. David asks, Does the County Council costing include work on the bridge on Hills Road on Cambridge, which according to the Hunt's Post will need to be done? Does it?
Yes, it includes the cost of going underneath Hills Road. Now, if he's talking about plans to widen Hills Road Bridge at a future date, that has nothing to do with the guided bus scheme at all.
All right. Joe asked if...
That cost, of course, went up from £2.5 million to £10 million, didn't it, to get under the Hills Road Bridge?
No, it didn't. There's an additional cost of £5 million, and that's not what you say with going under Hills Road Bridge. And let me be very clear about that. We put together the Annex E submission in 6 months. What I've always said is that these are very, very complicated things. You can't just put down a little bit of track and it'll be all right. It's a very complex job.
But it needs to be explained to the general public.
That's why it is taking us a long time to get to this point. The Annex E submission was done very quickly. Since then, we've refined a lot of the work that we've done, and that's why it is now an additional cost.
And can you tell me why exactly there's an extra £5 million? You were always going under Hills Road Bridge. Why is there suddenly an extra £5 million?
It's not suddenly an extra £5 million. It is the case that we've done a lot more work. We've refined our costs.
Right.
Most of the additional cost, £8.5 million of the additional cost of the guided bus scheme above the bid we originally put into government is because we've actually enhanced the scheme. We've got a much better scheme as a result. That's something that's been discussed with county councillors of all parties, and they have signed up to that.
What is the enhancement at Hills Road that's so much better, and why is it costing so much more?
The detail about Hills Road is that there is a great deal of cabling underneath the bridge, and we needed to be very, very clear where that was and what was involved.
And you didn't know that in the first place?
When we put our NXE submission in, we didn't have that level of detail.
You didn't know that there was a signal box at Cambridge
Station? Yes, we did, but we didn't know exactly what was underneath. We do now.
That might have been a good idea, mightn't it?
We have all the detail now, and I believe our figures now are extremely robust.
Right, a quick, just a point to make, really. It is Friday the 13th, that's nothing we can do anything about. Friday the 13th of February, 2004. Now, Shona, you are on record, I want to reiterate this. Let's just forget anything about the railway for a sec. If your scheme goes through, it's not going to cost us any more than £86.4 million. You've given us a finish time of 2007, and I'm asking you this definitely, because these recordings will be kept indefinitely, and if you're wrong, it'll be played back to you in 2007. You're telling me £86.4 million is the top end, and it'll be completed by 2007.
I believe our figures are robust. I believe it will be completed by 2007, unless the government inspector makes significant changes to the scheme or turns it down, and unless the government then, following the inspector's report, then delay the scheme. From the 19th of February, the timescale is pretty much out of our hands. We have a timescale which we want to stick to, but it is, to a certain extent, out of our hands.
All right, and Tim, in terms of the cast iron proposal, 2006... and £30 million. Do you stick by that?
I will not commit myself to that, because I'm far more honest than that, really. We have to do more work because we haven't been working on it for as long, so I would not commit myself to that, no.
So she's rock solid, you're not?
Well, she says she's rock solid, yeah. Mind you, that isn't the full cost, of course, is it, because of the £13 million that's hidden in the integrated transport?
Let me come back to that, because that is absolutely not the case.
But this, you see, Joe's question was, if Cambridgeshire Council taxpayer isn't paying for it, who is, where's the money coming from? And this leads me to something I said just after half past, which is, I don't yet understand. There's £32.5 million coming from the government. Thank you very much. Put it in the bank, use it, get going with it. But half, the other bit, another £32.5 million, is ring-fenced capital expenditure, and the question comes up again, who pays for it? And just to say it's too complicated, no, it's got to be made understandable, because people listening want to know. So we've got to say a minute for this one, Shona.
Okay.
Who pays for it?
Simple answer is that the government pays for it. Of course, at the end of the day, it comes partly through income tax, but £65 million is roughly £1 for every man, woman and child in this country, and I think that provides pretty good value for people in Cambridgeshire to get a first-class public transport system along that corridor.
And there will never be any burden on the council tax?
That is what we are saying, yes.
All right, that's how it stands at the moment. Further thoughts, 08459 25 2000, the text 077 86 20 1960, or the email, steve.riches@bbc.co.uk. And I see some have come in there, I'll have a look at them in just a sec. We're also going to talk to Alan from Brampton, who's written a book on the St Ives Railway and has a question.